Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, for me, when I go out to practices, sometimes I start getting a feeling inside my bones. And I start seeing things. I start liking things. There are things that either I really just overall love. There are things that maybe I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Uh-oh. There we go. With that being said, there are things... I am completely ready today to go out there or come out here today and say something absolutely insane. Because for me, as I just said, to repeat myself, when I go to practices, there are sometimes things for me that I'm like, like, hey, man, this a little bit different. Like, hey, man, I've been around some special shit in my day. Jaden, Malik, Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Will Campbell, we've been around some elite stuff. We've been around some elite players. And I think the cautiousness right now surrounding LSU is you brought in 60 new players, you brought in a lot, and so therefore, you don't want to overreact, right? You don't want to be in a situation where you put yourself out there and say, hey, man, I was wrong. Or, hey, man, I was right. I'm starting to get a feeling that this team's really freaking good. Now, there is a long time to go before we kick that ball off on September the 5th. Long way to go. God, and knock on wood, you could have injuries. Things could start emerging as full pads start coming on. Things that we start hearing coming out of scrimmages. We got a long way to go. An absolutely long way to go here. My brothers and sisters, and by you, Jesus, I think we're pretty freaking good. I think that there have been multiple position groups over the first 4 or 5 days that to me, I'm like, damn. J-Lo in a thong bikini walking on a beach, damn. Debo getting knocked out by Craig, damn. Probably shouldn't have put both of those back to back like that, regardless, pause. You get my gist, like, damn. You're very talented. The question now for me is not, and look, I've been there every day during the spring, been there every day so far this fall. For me, I look at this team and say, I know you got talent. I know you got a freaking good coaching staff. Now it starts coming to me, or for me, I want to see you start going through some adversity, because when you get, not if, when you get punched in the mouth with everything new that's coming in, how do you respond and how do you react? Because today, there are a couple of things that maybe I'm going to say on this show that I might have to walk back. There are some things in some situations and position groups. I'm like, man, if they play up to their potential from what I've seen, they could do something special. This coming from the guy who's overly negative. At least that's what y'all tell me. We will break that all down in its entirety. As we normally do, I'll give you 4 players that I liked, that I saw today, that stood out to me the most. One, I thought, had the best day as an LSU Tiger in his career yet again. I said that about Whit Weeks. You know, Whit Weeks told Zach Nagy over at Go247 that this is the healthiest he's ever been while at LSU. Well, on Saturday, that definitely showed up and showed out. We will talk about the players that stood out today, the biggest things that stood out to me today. We'll break down the offense. We'll break down the defense. Lane Kiffin, Sam Levitt, Ty Benefield, and Braylon Moore all give updates on fall camp. I'll take out some of the things that I thought that was the most significant, and we will go from there. And at the end, if you have thoughts, questions, concerns, you can fire them inside of the chat. So let's do this. Let's get everything rolling. Before we get started, do us a favor. Hit the like and share. Share to all those groups. If you're on Facebook, take that YouTube link, if you don't mind. Put it on Facebook. Share to all those groups. Share to all those social media pages. If you're watching us, listening to us on YouTube, a lot of you did this. So I need you to do this for me again. Throughout the show, I'm just going to periodically come out and say, hey, can y'all do us a favor? Make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. 61% of you that are watching AYS, we're closing in on seven figures from views this month alone. 60% of you are not subscribed to the channel that are watching. So I need you to do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure that you're subscribed. All of you know that you love LSU football, and I know that you know five other people that love LSU football. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to do me a drastic favor. Take this YouTube link, send it to five of your buddies. Say, hey, man, there's a lot coming out of LSU fall camp. Blake's been there every day. You need to get over to what and listen to what he is saying. So send this over to all your buddies. Hit that like button down below. So there's really two things. Hit the like, hit the subscribe. That's all I ask. If you're watching on Twitter, do us a favor. Hit that retweet button or repost button, whatever it is. Wherever you listen to podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. Where is everybody watching from today? Not tonight. We had some things we had to change up here. But where are you watching from today? CTB says, not by you, Jesus. Oh, sweet by you, Jesus. There, listen to me. Hey, listen. Listen to me. As I got a new pencil like I'm Lee Corso. Listen to me. There are some situations over the last 2 days that has made me say, sweet baby Bayou Jesus. Like not full-grown 30-year-old male Jesus, sweet baby Jesus in a manger, Bayou edition, where he's got moss coming down off the manger. There are some things that have been explosive. You can't ignore it. Like I see people in the media corps ignoring this. Oh, we're out there for 25 minutes. And you can see speed. You can see explosiveness. You can see a quarterback throw the ball 47 yards in the air, hit a dude in stride in the chest. You can see Sam Levitt today throw a 52-yard post route in the chest to Chase Brown. Like he ain't got to slow down. This ain't Mario Kart, right, Doug? This ain't Mario Kart. I know what I'm seeing. I'm telling you, sweet Bayou Jesus, you better get ready because here come the – I'm telling you, this team's got a lot of talent. I don't know if it's going to make wins. Like, you still might be a 9-3 team. I don't know. You got talent, my guy. You got talent. Kyle was in the 256 Alabama behind enemy lines. Can't wait to beat that rear end, he says. Good to have you in here with us. JV, as always, is in Houghton, Louisiana. There's only one time I've ever been to Houghton. Watch Dak Prescott. He's in the 318-31 great. Good to have you in here with us as well. Dew is in the 904. Good to have you in here with us. As always, Zeus is in the 985. Slidell is in the building. Good to have you in here with us as well. And Sherwood Rome. I'm assuming Sherwood Rome is from Sherwood. He says, Bay St. Louis on my towboat. Well, man, make that money. Make that cheddar. Mississippi Gulf Coast is in the building. As Nola P. also says that he's in work in Biloxi. My boss is an Ole Miss fan. We'll tell him that if LSU wins, he's got to give you a $10 an hour raise. He about that life. Tell him to give you a 10-hour raise if LSU walks up in Oxford and whips that candy rear end. That's all I got to say. AJ is in the 850. Good to have you in here with us as well. And Logan Mathurn says, our staff alone makes us better than Ole Miss. That I do agree. Logan, hit that repost on Twitter. I do greatly appreciate it. All right, we got lots that we need to get into. I have Rufino and Joe at 4 o'clock, so we need to get rolling here. Do us a favor, hit the like and share, but I need to talk about our good friends over at Kalshi. Guys, Kalshi is going to be with us all football season. Before the season starts and kicks off, everyone's making predictions. Who's going to win the SEC? Is LSU going to make the playoffs? We will find out. who is going to be lifting that trophy at the end of the season. America's number one prediction market platform is Kalshi, and you can trade those predictions in a live market. You're trading against your peers in that live market, meaning that there is no house. As the probability changes, you can buy in or out of your position. Trade the draft pick, the game, and much more on Kalshi. When you download the Kalshi app, you can use the promo code AYS to get up to You can get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade on anything 18 years or older to apply. Restrictions and eligibility requirements do apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. For more information, go over to Kalshi.com/regulatory. And I am grateful for Kalshi to be a part of us and be with us during the college football season. Let me get to a quick break. We're coming back. We got a lot to talk about practice. We're about to go on an hour run talking about nothing but LSU football. So do us a favor, hit the like and share, do all that stuff, subscribe, make sure you're subscribed, hit that notification bell as well. We're back. We got a lot to talk about. Today was a special day. We do that next. Stay with us.
He will sell your house and find you anew. Well, Tyler's the man, he's here for you. If you want to buy or sell, well, it's not too late. Dial 955-0008. Just call 955-0008. Y'all call Tyler, he'll shoot you straight.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Red Stick Financial. They're your local residential mortgage broker located right here in the heart of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. At Red Stick Financial, they find the bank that works for your particular set of needs to purchase the home of your dreams or refinance the current one. They truly are your partners in this process, and they pride themselves in helping individuals and families with one simple goal in mind, and that is to make home financing approachable, attainable, and stress-free. They are licensed in all Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. So from Amarillo to Meridian and everything in between, they have you covered. Red Stick Financial brings you creative, customized solutions, and they don't believe in the one-size-fits-all when it comes to loans. They even have special options for mobile and manufactured homes located in a flood zone and stated income financing for those of us who are self-employed borrowers. If you or someone you know is looking to buy a home, refinance an existing mortgage, or simply want to know what options are out there for your future, give Red Stick Financial a call today at 225-407-9250. That's 225-407-9250. Or check them out online at redstickfinancial.com. That's redstickfinancial.com. Before you purchase the home of your dreams or you go and do that refinance, you need to go local. Go Red
Stick. We're back.
It seems as if I figured this would happen. It seems as if that some have not been or have not seen yet that we have changed the time to 3 today. We have some different times this week that we're going to have to go live. It's okay. They'll probably have to watch it back regardless of that. But let everybody know that we're live. We do greatly appreciate it. So as we always do, we're going to break down who stood out to me the most today. We'll break down the offense. We'll break down the defense. Lane Kiffin, Braylon Moore, Ty Benefield, and Sam Levitt all spoke with the media today. We will get into all of that here as well. We'll get to the Super Chats at the end of the show. I thought today as pads started coming on, I was very much intrigued, as I have a hair right here in front of my eye. I was very much intrigued how you start going into week two. You have a day off. How will things start looking? Now, I fully expect, now hear me and hear me loud. I do fully expect for there to be days when both sides of the ball have really good days, really bad days. You're out there every single day. You're battling. There are some position battles that are out there. Pads are coming on. You're acclimating yourself. But I have not necessarily seen where we've been in a situation where that's necessarily taken place so far. I think that there have been some guys out. You know, Lane today talked about Damian Shanklin not being at practice and not being available, and he won't be available for whatever reason that will be. I'm going to, you know, there are rumors that are flying out there. What I'm going to do is wait for him to make that announcement. From what I understand, there is an announcement that's probably going to be coming on that. So we will wait. I digress. We've seen some guys out and come back in. You know, like Weston Davis was out on Saturday. He was back in there today, a full participant, and looked pretty good. I think Weston Davis has looked really good so far from what we've been able to see. Winnie Watkins was not out there today, and before we fret, maybe there are things going on. Guys get a little nicked up, some soft tissue injuries. We will see what happens and where Winnie Watkins is. I feel very confident. God bless it. I feel very confident that Winnie Watkins will be back and that he will continue to make a massive impact as he has been doing. But with the wide receiver room and Winnie Watkins being out, today sparked something for a couple of other players, one being Jace Brown. You know, I have been personally waiting for Jace Brown, the wide receiver transfer from Kansas State, to come out and kind of make an impact. There have been times where we've seen him where he's had some separation or he's had a really good day and he's caught really good passes. They've been very unique with him. I am not going to share some of the things in a unique nature that they've done with him. Lane has asked for us not to do that, even though some of the media do. It will not come from me, even though he has asked multiple times. People, I guess, have earwax in their ears. With that being said, there have been moments for Jace Brown. There have never been days like we've seen from Jackson Harris where he's just kind of taken over. You know, like, we taking over, just like Akon said back in 2008. Today, however, I think was a little bit different. So you had Winnie Watkins that was out, at least I did not see him, and you had Jace Brown that was in. Boy, I think he's starting to come into his own. I kind of felt that on Saturday, for what it's worth. You know, he had, and it started off a day where he didn't track a ball correctly. He kind of gave up. The ball got intercepted by DJ Pickett. And you're just like, yeah, man, you got to finish the route. You can't let DJ Pickett intercept that pass. Today, he was kind of special. I look at him and say, with this wide receiver room as a whole, I think Lane was exactly correct in what he stated. We had a conversation on, I think it was Thursday of this past week, and that conversation was, hey, listen, I don't know why people aren't talking more about this wide receiver room. They have a lot of depth. They have a lot of high-quality depth. And I agreed with what Lane had to say today in his press conference. Well, hey, man, that room has an extremely high floor. I agree. Like, guys, is Corey Barber, the former five-star, four-star, whatever service you want to look at, is he their floor? I don't even think he's your floor. But is he? Is it Phillip Wright? Is it Roman Mothershed? Who is it? Because if it is, holy moly. Today, for me, Jace Brown kind of, I don't want to say won the day. I think that is kind of a little bit too much for me, a little too rich for me. I just think he looked fantastic. I thought he looked good early in practice. I think the speed and explosiveness was really evident today. I know that there is a theory out there about this wide receiver room that, oh, well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. See what? Like, what are you waiting on? Like, what are you waiting for? I've had days of Jackson Harris having three touchdowns against your first unit, your first corner and DB room. I have days where Winnie Watkins has 11, 12, 13 catches going for 130, 140 yards with a score. I have situations where Roman Mothershed and Phillip Wright are making one-handed grabs along the sidelines. And then today I have a situation where Jace Brown says enough is enough. Oh, by the way, you just added a former five-star and Eugene Wilson, who I still think continues to impress me. I could pick literally anybody in that first overall unit that I thought looked good for me today. I couldn't take my eyes off of them. I just could not take my eyes off of them. I thought Jace Brown kind of separated himself. I thought he did some good things today. I think he showed that once he gets in the open field, if he's in one-on-one coverage and you do not have any level of I guess, angle on him, you're in deep doo-doo. I did see him, for what it's worth, in individual drills, lining up in the slot. We will monitor that. Is that a Winnie Watkins being out thing? Is that a, well, hey, let's try to move you here. Now, Lane said during the spring, we're going to move a lot of people around. And in moving a lot of people around, we're going to try to get the best understanding of where guys need to be. So, Jace Brown, massive day. I think this wide receiver room has done very, very well and done some really good things. Staying on the offensive side of the football, look, I'm not going to spend a long time on this. I think it's Sam Levitt. I think, look, for me, for once, finally, we saw a little bit of mobility. Kind of roll right, throw back left, roll left, throw back right. Him and Tre'Davious Green have something, man. Listen, I'm just telling you. There's something going on with number 10 and number 14. The last time I said something like this, they have it more in the red zone, more in between the 20s. I think it's a little bit different. There's something special going on with number 14 and number 10. 2 years ago or 3 years ago now, we came in from a post-practice report, and I get into the studio, I sit down, we go live, and I say, number 5 and number 8, Jaden Daniels to Malik Nabers, there's something different about that. Your defense is doo-doo. They're Dookie Water. They're Bourbon Street Trash Water. There's something special. There's something special going on with number 10 and number 14. So I say that to say, I do think that Sam Levitt has really started looking good. Some mobility. Guys, he ain't got mobility issues. Like, I got to be real with you. I don't want to hear about the injury anymore. I think this is over with. I think if it flares back up for whatever reason, by all means, let's have conversations around it. Let's talk about it. It is what it is. Right now, I think you were just beating a dead horse with that. I think Sam needs to be a little bit better with some of the guys outside of that first unit. I'm just not going to poo-poo on him when he needs to. Look, this coaching staff in these indie drills are very physical with these wide receivers. They're making them throw, and they're making these completions be put in very tight windows. You know, coaches out there, you have 97 analysts. They have these long extended pads on their arms, and you have to fit a window that is very small that only a football can fit through. And guys, he's fitting in through those windows. I think the thing for me right now, we're not seeing 11 on 11s. Okay, so maybe our conversation piece, if we're ever granted, I don't think that we will. I want to see it more in those level of situations. It might not come until September the 5th. However, I don't know how people aren't walking out of there and saying that you're hitting guys in deep stride in the chest in long contested level throws. What do I mean by contested in this scenario? When you have guys in your face with massive pads on their hands and people are getting in Sam Levitt's face, I know he knows that he's not going to get hit, but that he's forcing the ball down the field and he's hitting guys in stride in this first unit. I think that was a big part of Jace Brown today. So let me just give an example. People will yell at me. At this point, I just don't give a shit anymore. BK and them used to do that with Nuss, and things were massively underthrown without the injury or massively overthrown on air. I think timing is a lot better than people are giving him credit for. Sam had a really good day. I thought the mobility going left, going right, stepping up in the pocket was pretty damn good. I think he just brings a different chip on his shoulder. You know, talking to some people around the building today, you know, he going to let you know. He going to chirp. He going to talk to you. Like, he going to run his mouth. And, you know, there's been a sentiment from people around the building. We'll back it up. Well, you know, talking to somebody today, he's been backing it up. Like, he ain't about that life. You better bring that shit. As DC Youngfly would say, bring that thing here, boy. Pause. But I mean, that's what he's saying. Come on, bring it. And so I like what I've seen from him. Now, the second unit, third unit, I think Landon Clark's got a long way to go. Extremely great athlete. long way to go with the guys below him. Couple other guys that stood out to me today. Braylon Moore got to spend a lot of time with the offensive line today. Thank God. I like what I'm seeing. Now, I'm going to put, if there is a position group, okay, that there are things being talked about, narratives being talked about, things that we need to discuss. If there is a position group that I am putting an asterisk next to just to say, hey, I need to see more, it's the offensive line. I love James Craig and Eric Walford being there. I love what they're teaching. You know, under Brad, you were in a situation where they would do walkthroughs and they would be standing up going through walkthroughs. When they go through walkthroughs along the offensive line, you are under a big ass, I mean, we used to call them boards, but you're under this big ass thing where the basically where it's got poles and tarp over it. I don't even know what you call it anymore. But they are taking reps from where they have to be in a very athletic position. And they can't get out of it until they push out from a four-yard standpoint. That's how every rep is being taken. Here's what I saw along the offensive line today. Braylon Moore looks healthy. You know, he was asked today, was Braylon Moore about, you know, what happened this offseason, maybe compared to others. They are just so much in a situation where they are working on pad level. Guys, I don't know what Weston Davis is going to be. Weston Davis came back today. We'll get into a little bit more than that. I just think Braylon Moore looked very good today. He stood out. I think him getting to the second level in some of these run block schemes was very quick. You know, I want to say this, but I don't know how to necessarily articulate it in a way that won't get overreaction. He has the body frame and the quickness of what you see a Jason Kelce have. He's not Jason Kelce. But you get what I'm trying to say. Same height, same body style, probably about the same weight, can climb to the second level very quickly. They have done a lot at double teaming and getting to the second level. And they're doing it with their pad level being low. If you're playing with a high pad level in this offensive line, you're getting out. You know, and so we will see there. I thought Braylon Moore had a really good day too. Last but not least, before we move to some of these position groups here, Lamar Brown. I don't know what the future holds for Lamar Brown. Lane Kiffin today stated that he asked Coach O, like, hey, we've been at USC together. We've been at Tennessee together. We've been at USC again together, or Tennessee. We've been at USC together again. You have been at Miami. You have been in a lot of different places. Can you name a place where you've had four? This is per lane. Where you have four offensive line or defensive linemen that are true freshmen that are making an impact the way that Deuce Geralds, Richard Anderson, Lamar Brown, and Lane personally today saying Trenton Henderson, do you remember a room like that? And he said, no. And it's like, no, I don't remember a room where we had this high level of talent coming in as true freshmen. Guys, these dudes are going to play. Now, Lamar Brown. I still think that Lamar is fighting through learning every bit of the technique that is required to play this game at a high level. Watching Sterling Lucas and him go through it, I think Sterling Lucas is doing a very, very good job at saying, hey, love this, this, and this, but you need to do this, this, and this to clean it up. However, even in the techniques being somewhat off, what do I mean? Like his hand's not all the way inside. Do I think Sterling Lucas, like, is it nitpicky to some extent about what they're telling him every single day? Yeah, a little nitpicky, but having your hand 4 inches outside versus 4 inches inside is a big difference. Not that it's so egregious, but you can't ignore, and I was talking to Bynette about this, I'm like, dude, you can't ignore at all what this dude looks like. Now, I don't know if he's an edge. Like, I simply don't know if he's an edge rusher. He's 295 pounds. Maybe he is. And maybe they have a vision. Blake Baker will be talking with the media soon. I have two questions for him, and one revolves around Lamar Brown. With that being said, you just can't ignore now that these pads have come on and how he moves versus everybody else. Here is how, to give you some inside baseball, maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. To give you some inside baseball of how Blake Ruffino looks at things, if somebody just looks different than everybody else, these are grown-ass men. These are dudes that can, most, some of them are going to play in the NFL. Regardless of what LSU does this season, guys, like, you saw Mansoor Delane last year. You saw Mansoor. You've seen Will Campbell. You've seen Jaden. You've seen Malik. You've seen BTJ. You've seen these dudes, man. Like this, you've seen AJ Halsey. You guys, you're an LSU fan. You know what it's supposed to look like. So what happens when somebody's a little bit different than everybody else? And I just, every single time that I feel, and I the reason I haven't brought him up is because I don't like doing this with freshmen. You know, I'm breaking the one rule that I said I would never break. The one rule that I said that I would never break is simply due to the fact that I don't want to put so much on a freshman where everybody that follows this team, everybody that's a fan, everybody that loves LSU football, put so much expectations. I don't give a shit that he is the number one overall player in the country. I could give two flying Rudy Poos. I don't care. I don't like putting so much expectations on a freshman. However, what happens when things start clicking for 55? What happens when things and techniques and things start clicking for him? He's a difference maker. Lane said today that when you play true freshmen, regardless of how talented they are, they make mistakes. He put in one sentence, but I've been trying to relay all camp. You know, it's just true. But you can't ignore the simple fact that Richard Anderson is standing out, Deuce Gerald's is standing out, and Lamar Brown is standing. Like, it's undeniable right now. We'll see how they continue to progress. Freshmen make a lot of mistakes. We'll see what goes on here. Last but not least, I was going to save this for the defensive side of the football. There are some players on the interior, in the interior of the defensive line where their body language, I do not like. I don't like it. I see Steph Green. I see Deuce Gerald's. I see Richard Anderson. I see Sean Washington. I see them giving me every single little ounce of them that they have. Every single rep. I can't say the rep. I can't say that for everybody else. I can't say that. I know that some of you saw some of the videos today. There's some body language stuff that I don't like. You know, you gotta get your ass down. You gotta get your ass down. You gotta play with more leverage. I'm not gonna single anybody out here. I would just say that. Listen, if you're asking me my opinions, we've talked a lot of good here. And when we get to offense and defensive side of things, there's a lot of positive things that we're going to take away from this. If there's something that if Lane Kiffin came to me and say, Blake, give me your thoughts, positive, negative. The negative would be that some of these guys in this interior defensive line room better start picking it up. I don't know if he gives two flying Rudy Poos about what I got to say. Probably doesn't. Some of those dudes in the interior defensive line room better pick it up, and they better pick it up now. You're not going to be playing. That's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. All right. Let's move over to offense and defensive side of things. As we mentioned, there was no Winnie Watkins today. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Very well may be out there. I don't know. Weston Davis was back. So look, I guess we'll see. At least I did not see Winnie Watkins. Maybe he was out there and I just didn't see him. I did not see Winnie Watkins today. Couple of things here. Offensive line. So if we're going to break down the offensive line, we talked about Braylon Moore. I gave a little bit of thoughts. The shoots, I think it's what it's called. The tarp shoots. I just think the offensive line looks different. You know, we talked about Nick Savage. We've talked about the strength and conditioning. I think you were way too heavy last year. Way too heavy. Guys, you can tell when you see Weston Davis that he's trimmed down. He's lost some weight. You can tell that Jordan Seaton's lost weight. You can tell Bo Borderline, he's well put together. They're playing with a little bit more intensity than I can remember. You know, I thought BK would enable that. I spent a lot of time with them today, a lot of time watching them today. In breaking down the offense today for me, I love the fact that they're separating some things, meaning Eric Wolford takes half of a group, James Craig takes another half of a group, and they're not letting them and allowing them to play with high pad level. They're just not. And every single rep that they take, every single little thing that they do, I got to be real with you, is very technically sound. You know, Lane said today that when he was looking for an offensive line coach, he got a phone call from Nick. And Nick said, look, man, Eric Walford's a really freaking good coach. You can bring over James Craig. You can do whatever you want. You're the head coach. I'm just telling you, I've been around a lot of offensive line coaches. He's a good one. What I like with Eric Wolford more than I've seen in the past, even with James to some extent, what I like the most about Eric Wolford is they are going to make sure that the pad level is down and they are going to be technically sound to the highest degree. Every single little thing that they do from the time that we walk in there to the time that we walk out, it's about technique, technique, technique. That is 95% of offensive line play, knowing where to go and technique. That is it. Because when you're at LSU, I don't physically think if you try to go man v man and try to bull rush Weston Davis, Weston Davis is still a very strong human being. Maybe you can hit him with speed. That is what it is. But I've even seen some advancements of Weston Davis. Like, let me give an example. There was a drill today where they're doing some unique, very unique things in the run game. Weston Davis picks up a stunt and gets to the second level of that stunt and what would have sprained your running back. Last year's Weston Davis doesn't remotely come close to knowing exactly what he needs to do. He doesn't. The truth of the matter is, there are four things that you probably in this offense, there are probably five to six things that you need to know. In most offensive line drills, you need to play a zone and pass rush. You're not taking a man, you're taking a zone. And then there's five run plays. Draws, counters, draws, counters, zones, power, maybe some level of speed where you need a cut on the back end. If that's still what you want to do, I don't know. Miami got away with it a lot last year when they shouldn't have. That's what you need to know. I like what I'm seeing coming out of that offensive line, spending a lot of the day with them. I'm going to spend a lot of day with them throughout this week now that we can get our eyeballs on them. Do they continue to advance will be the question. Like what I've seen, but as I start off this segment, it does come with an asterisk. I need to see more. They're in drills. They're in one-on-ones. But technique, technique, technique is what Eric Wolford is preaching. We've talked about Sam Levitt a little bit, so I won't spend long there. Guys, he just looks good. Same stuff. I think today for me, offensively, when we look at things, I think it's just the mobility part of him. You know, like seeing some of the mobility stuff. I don't think Lane's coach speaking you when he goes to that podium. Yes, Sam's done a really good job of not turning the ball over. He's mobile, like you wouldn't know that the injury was a problem. I don't know where the lie is. Like I feel like LSU fans are waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what I mean? Like we're just waiting for that shoe to drop. What shoe do you want to drop? What shoe do you want to drop? Because it's not there from what I'm seeing. If there's probably a biggest thing coming out of camp today, I mean, if we're just being in the totality of things, Sam Levitt can run. Breaking news, Sam Levitt can run. He's fine with running the football. Probably, but it's been the same old, same old. So I like the mobility part. I like and I love. This is the thing that, and I'm going to put Tre'Davious Green into this. This is probably the biggest thing for me. Everybody's worried about the mobility. I have not really been worried about it. I think he's fine. We have to have a conversation about number 10 and number 14 in the red zone. We've brought it up every single day. I just think that their timing on stuff is really good. How does it play out in 11-on-11s? How is it going to play out in games? I don't know. Like, I don't know. But, man, there's just some special, there's something special going on with 14 and 10 right now. We saw a catch that LSU released of Tre'Davious Green going up and making a ridiculous catch. If you look closely enough in some of the videos, Sam Levitt's about to get hit, and he just throws it to him. I hate to say it like this, but F it. Tre'Davious down there somewhere. F it. He down there somewhere. I mean, I've seen Joe Burrow and Jane Daniels say it. F it, Jamar. F it, Malik down there somewhere. I mean, hell, we did an interview with Jaden, and I remember probably one of the only couple of questions I ever asked Jaden publicly was, hey, man, like, there are just some times that I know that you're throwing it up for grabs. Like, come on. Like, the Bama throw in 22. He goes, yeah, I just said Malik down there somewhere. He said, dude, I'm about to get blasted. Malik down there somewhere. I mean, he admits it. I don't know if that's Sam Levitt's thought process, but, man, I don't know if it wasn't on that one. I just think they have a really good connection. I think that connection is building. I think that you have a coaching staff that is going to put Tre'Davious in the best possible position because he is a freak. I think everybody in the country the last 2 years knew that when he split out wide to the boundary where you were going, and I think that you're just not going to know. You're not going to know. So you can double him. That means somebody else is going to be open. You can try to bracket him. That means somebody else is going to be open. So damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know, I think of that like when teams try to take away Brock Bowers a couple of years ago, completely different player. Teams try to bracket him. Teams tried to double him. Teams try to do so many different things with Brock Bowers. And then it just let guys like Ladd McConkey, a.k.a. Ladd Mahonkey, go off. I think there's something building there. I think come this time next week, mark my words, come this time next week, you and I are going to be having a conversation. Did you see that catch that Tre'Davious made? Did you see that throw that Sam Levitt made to Tre'Davious? Lane was asked today about it. Hey, I'm going to put him in the best position possible. Well, guys, I think that you have a little bit of a mismatch. I'm starting to build. So I said coming into the show today, there are things that I am probably going to say today that I might want to walk back in the future. Here's the thing that I'm talking about. I'm starting to gain a lot of confidence with this pass game. A lot of confidence. Because I just see how deep you are at receiver, and then you have the biggest freak on planet Earth. Like, I know Bruce Feldman's freak list came out today. How Tre'Davious Green is not on there is the biggest snub of all time. I don't know what Bruce Feldman's doing. Tre'Davious is a freak. He is a player that needs to be either on the end line of scrimmage, which he's not going to be, or be in the slot. You keep putting him out on the boundary like that, teams are going to know what you're doing. If you want to decoy him, by all means, decoy him then. I think that they have something special, and I want to say this too. I've had this thought process for the last 3 days, and I think it's coming to bear out. There's only one player out there with a non-contact jersey on that's not a quarterback. It's Tre'Davious. You think that they're protecting their biggest, what they might believe is their biggest asset right now? Guys, there's something building with this. I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. Well, I am crazy, just not the way that you think. I like what I'm seeing from the pass game. I love the timing. I think there is something special building with 14 and number 10. Okay, a couple other things on the offensive side of the football. I did not really watch the running backs today. I will have to go back. I think Zach Nagy on Go 24/7's got something. with the running backs, here's what I'd say. Zach and the team have a lot going on Go 24/7. So we have a promo code for you. I was over there all day on Saturday, fielded all of y'all's questions. We as a team are breaking things down, and Zach and Andre are able to watch specific things and specific sides of the football. Go over to Go 24/7, use the promo code AYS60 at checkout. You'll receive 60% off of your annual VIP membership. I'm over there all the time. If you have thoughts, questions, concerns, if you want to be able to find and get to Blake Ruffino, go and do that. Go over to Go 24/7. Didn't spend a lot of time with the running backs today. However, before we move over to the defensive side of the football, Lane was asked about Dylan Jones. Guys, I told you, like, this ain't an I told you moment. This is, there is a separation from RB1, RB1A with the rest of the room. Lane said today, if Dylan Jones continues to do what he's doing, he'll be completely fine. Guys, there have been multiple times that I've heard when we've left that Dylan Jones has broken one loose. We're going to see. Saturday comes and scrimmage comes and you start tackling. We're going to find out. Going to find out soon. They continue to do it. We'll see. All right, do us a favor. Hit the like and share. Share to all those groups on Facebook. Share to all your social media pages. Do us a favor. We're like at 1 million total views on the YouTube channel. Do us a favor. 60% of you are not subscribed. Can you do me a favor and just make sure on the YouTube channel that you are subscribed down below? That's all I ask throughout the show. Hit that subscribe button. We're trying to get to 20,000 subs before the college football season starts. Do us a favor. Hit that subscribe. Also, I know all of you. It's the only thing that I ask. I know all of you know LSU fans. Send this to your group of buddies and say, hey, man, Blake's breaking down fall camp. You're going to want to be in tune. Go subscribe. It's all that he asks. Hit that like button because I see that there's what? How many of you in here? There's 500 of you in here. How many likes do we even have? I don't even know. I need y'all to hit that like button. If you're at your cubicle, I know some of y'all are at y'all's cubicles. I know y'all are at y'all's cubicles. Y'all at y'all's cubicles right now. I know that y'all are at y'all's cubicles watching this show. There's only 130 of you that hit that like button. Only 130 of you. What's going on? I'm going to hit it myself. So I need you to do me a favor. Hit that like button as well. I do greatly appreciate it. All right. Let's move forward here to the defensive side of the football. We have something brewing at safety. I don't know what to make of it. So there's been a thought process, stuff that we haven't seen, but some things have kind of leaked out because you can't hide it. Fahim Dulane has been getting reps with the ones. I mean, the report is out there from multiple people. Demarcus Coley was running with the twos. And the start of camp, they're rotating that in and out. I don't know what's going on there. Chase Thomas started the day. It was the first question that Lane was asked, the first press conference during the fall. Then all of a sudden, here comes Fahim Dulane. Now, I don't know what to make of it. Here, in my experience, this is what I'm going to say about the situation. I don't know if we're not getting a fast one pulled on us. Okay? I don't know that. Do I think that maybe potentially they're just trying to get every single look that they can? I don't know. On the defensive side of the football, I think most things remain the same from a starting perspective. I think things from edge to linebacker to corner to star to strong safety, everything remains the same there. I think you've had some rotational stuff going on in the interior of the defensive line that it will continue. That will continue throughout the season. The safety room is something that I tried to keep my eyes on a lot today. After leaving the offense, I went to the safety room. And there was a vast thought that we better get Fahim Dulane ready to roll. The other day I talked about Blake Baker following Haven Finney when we were there. I know that that made its rounds because it got back to me. I saw three analysts following, two analysts and Jake Olson really taking and having a hands-on approach with Fahim Dulain. I don't know what it means. I'm going to need to see a lot more before I say Cooley's just out of this picture. A lot of people have asked, okay? A lot of people have asked me. I don't know. Like, I have no problems whatsoever telling you, I don't know. So as this continues to go on, as this continues to be a situation, I don't know what to tell you guys. I haven't been able to make heads or tails of it. I don't know. I think that there's, you know, what happened during the summertime that made Chase Thomas and made Fahim Dulain roll with some of the ones besides Tamarcus. I don't know. I don't know. The only thing that I did know, and Zach and I talked about this during the summer, there was a report that came out on Go 24/7 that me and Zach kind of said the same thing. There was a thought process during the summer that Chase Thomas had a massive summer, like lifting and work and effort and just being disciplined. And then day one, he's with the ones. I don't know, guys. I wish I could come in here and tell you that this is what we're seeing. There's just not enough to go off of. I would rather stand put and stand back and say, like, there was a report that came out there. Fahim Dulain is the number ones. He is the starter. I think that's too rich right now. Is he rotating with the ones? By all means, say that. Saying that he has become the new starter is also false and incorrect. So I know that we have a position battle there. I guess let's see what goes on. Everything else from a depth perspective seems to be about accurate. All right, let's move to the interior defensive line. Oh. All right, there's two thoughts about this interior defensive line. Some of you need to pick it up. Bottom line. There are too many reps that I think are trash. I'm just going to be real with you. That are lazy. I see, in no specific order, in the interior of the defensive line, I think Malik Blockton's had good days. I think Deuce Gerald has had good days. I think that Richard Anderson has had very good days. And I think Steph Green had a really good day. I was very surprised and glad to see some of the explosiveness coming from number 90, Steph Green from Clemson. I thought he looked good. Pad level was low. Technique was very good. Hands were in a really good placement. Loved what I saw. Just, guys, I don't know what, I mean, some of them in that room need to pick it up. Because here is the truth. You already got beat out by a true freshman. Deuce Gerald is a number one defensive tackle. He is your number one defensive tackle. A lot of people talk about size. He is a menace. He is a problem. He is going to be a problem. Deuce Gerald is using some of that running back experience along the defense because he's so damn quick and so damn fast off the football. Some of them in that interior defensive line better pick it up. Here's just the truth. I don't know if your rotation isn't four right now. If you ask me the rotation of the interior defensive line right now, again in no specific order, Deuce Gerald, Steph Green, Malik Blockton, and Richard Anderson. That's what I think your four looks like to me. Dom's got to make a move, man. He's got to make a move. I don't like some of the body language that I saw. With that being said, to end this little part on a positive note here, I really do like what I've seen from the young guys. I think it's going to be very difficult to keep 99 and 88 off the field. I like what I saw from Steph Green today. I really liked what I saw from Steph Green today. Can Steph Green have another really good day? Because if he does, that makes me start feeling a lot better about this team. Last but not least, on the defense side of the football, let's move to the corner room. I talked a lot about linebacker. They had another really good day. The thing that I would say, C.J. Ross and Devon Keyes rolling with the twos. Interesting. Let's move to corner very quickly before we take some thoughts, questions, concerns. Here's my thing with the corner room. You don't have a number three right now, not named Haven Finney. I think that that was why, and more than likely why, Blake Baker was very adamant about being around Haven Finney this Saturday. I think that there was a reason that Corey Raymond has taken and put a lot of focus, and this DB room has put a lot of focus on number 22. I don't think you have a number three right now. I think that is completely up for grabs. I think they're going to roll out Haven Finney. I don't think Jakeem Jackson has done a good enough job to overtake him. I don't think that there's anybody in that room that's done a good enough job to overtake him. If you were to ask me if Aiden Anding was a full go, if he would be the guy there, he 1,000% for me would be the guy. He was doing fantastic. Well, he's not there. So I love what you have on the boundaries. I like DJ a lot, and I love PJ Woodland. I think PJ is going to have a fantastic season. He has looked very good, and PJ Woodland, sneaky, very, very sneaky, guys, has had a very good camp. You know, there have been some people that I've talked to around the building. There have been players that have been pretty vocal on this. PJ has had a very good camp. Love the starters, don't like the depth. We'll see as that continues and what it looks like moving forward, but we will see. All right, defensively, we're done there. I mean, spent a lot of day with the offense, talked about the corner room, talked about the safety room. Ty Benefield had another really good day. I think, you know, fundamentally, he's just sound in everything that he does. So defensively, we'll spend a lot of time with them tomorrow. Very quickly, Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, Sam Levitt, Braylon Moore, and Ty Benefield met with the media today. Nothing, you can go listen to it. I don't think there was anything significant other than Sam Levitt, really, coming out of there. I think Sam saying, hey, I'm not going to go through the portal process. You guys know what happened. You know, guys, it's not that big of a deal. Regardless of what anybody says, Lane and them did not tell Damon Williams to get into the portal while Sam Levitt was on campus, regardless of what y'all want to think. There are coaches out there that don't like Lane, and they let stuff leak to On3 and Pete Nakos and to Pete Thamel, and they shouldn't have. It is what it is. I just think you need to go listen to it. I don't think there was anything catastrophic or massive. The only thing I'd say is Sam Levitt's protecting the ball. Okay, great. You got to – look, last 2 years we have been god-awful of protecting the football. Your quarterback position did not do a great job of protecting the football. And if he's doing that, fantastic. Damian Shanklin's no longer with the team. No longer at practice, not practicing. I'm really interested to see what's going on there. I guess we'll see. So I just say go listen to it. I don't think there was anything massive there right now. But that is my day five assessment of where things are. Before we move to some Super Chats, here is the statement that I'm ready to make. I just think you're very, very talented. I think through 5 days and watching this LSU team at practice, look, I don't want to come out there and say that you're going to make a playoff run. Hell, I don't even feel great saying that I think you're going to be a playoff team, even though I'm probably going to do that in 30 minutes on Ruffino and Joe. You're really talented. Like, I just look at this team and like, man, they are special. They have a chance. That's the thing. There is not a game that you're going to play this year that you don't have a significant chance to win. And so you go into all of them saying like, man, we can go in there and win. I don't know if you're going to be 9-3. Hell, I don't know if you're going to be 12-0. I have no clue. I could see it going in a vast of different ways. What I do know is that it's not going to be for a lack of on-field starting talent. Got to have a lot of, got to have a whole hell of a lot of luck. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, let's get to some Super Chats here. Bro 337 with a $5 Super Chat says, Blake said he knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two. Hashtag Cajun Insurance. Oh, I've seen a couple things or two. Man, this team's good. Like, bottom line, this team is really good. Like, they got a lot. I don't care what anybody tells me. They got a lot of freaking talent. Does that mean you go 8-4, 9-3? Does that mean you go 10-2 to a playoff? I don't know. I do not know. What I know is it's not for a lack of talent. Boogie with a $2 super chat says, have you on in my cubicle? Since I got the notification, I love it. This is what I need you to do now, Boogie. I need you to go to all of your coworkers and say, hey, whip out your phone. What you want me to whip out? Pause. Whip out your phone. Go to AYS Sports on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. That's what you need to do. D Future, with a $2 super chat says, do we have a few blowouts or backups for backups to get reps? I mean, there have been some. Here's the one worry I do have about LSU. I don't know how much depth you have. I think there are specific positions you have good quality depth. Safety, as much as I've been talking about interior defensive line, I even like some of your interior offensive line presence. Wide receiver. I just don't, you know, depth might be a little bit of an issue in some positions. Frank Castle with a $10 super chat says, Jay has a squad. The bullpen ceiling is ridiculous. I agree. Give them time. Agreed. The offense and defense will be top 25. I'll need to see more. A regional run is quote-unquote guaranteed. Baseball will be fun again. I agree with everything Frank just said. MJ with a $10 super chat. MJ, thank you so much for that. I do greatly appreciate it. And the guy who yelled Rudy Poo at me hanging out a window at practice on Saturday, Go Tigers 903 sends a $5 super chat. Says, growing the AYS fan base over here in the 903. We'll be back for the Clemson game. Hope to catch you again. See, he's yelling at me, screaming Rudy Poos. All kinds of Rudy Poos. All right, send this to all your friends. I greatly appreciate it. Hit the like and share. Subscribe down below. That is our day 5 of fall camp. We'll see y'all soon. Y'all have a good day. Peace.